Meeting calls to order at 3:07. Roll call. Ariana is going to take it for us.
I am here. Elshma?
Here.
Evan?
Here.
Gerard? Giovanna? Greg?
Here.
Jack?
Here.
James Rush?
Here.
Jamie? Jarrell, Jonathan,
here.
Carla,
here.
Kelly is not. Nick, Paulette,
here.
Scott,
here.
Charisse,
here.
Tristan, Tyshawn,
here.
Wisdom.
Can you count them up for us?
Yeah.
And while she's doing that, Primo is not here. You know him. He's the president pro tempore, for those of you who are new. So we're going to need to elect Ariana as temporary pro tempore. If someone could motion that. Elshma.
I motion to elect Ariana as temporary pro tempore.
Is there a second?
Second.
Ariana, do you accept?
Yes.
Ariana is now temporary president pro tempore.
It's 12.
Oh,
she just walked
up. Okay, so just count her in then. So 13 out of... 20,
is that correct?
4, 3. Yeah, we're good. We have quorum.
Is this correct?
No, Giovanna. Okay. And since we also, public service announcement, we still don't have a clerk from last semester, so if someone is interested in serving in that position, please come and talk to me ASAP. We really can't function. We can't have meetings without them. So please let me know right after the meeting. We'll have a little section for programming for that. But right now, we do have someone in the front, so can someone please motion them as temporary clerk? Ty.
Motion to make James temporary clerk.
Is there a second?
Second.
James, do you accept?
Yeah.
James, you are now temporary clerk. Okay, great. All right, so we have quorum. So acceptance of the minutes. The minutes were just updated to reflect the ones from December 5th. So the format's a little weird, but just take a look at those. If there's anything odd, not accurate, not completed, let me know.
What?
Yeah, it's weird, but it's there.
Okay.
Inaudible. Yeah. So Ariana just mentioned that some of the people spoke, but you can't hear what they said on the audio, so there's not anything for them. But we recognize that they did speak during the meeting. Ty.
A question.
Yes.
Why does it say rats?
Great question. I would defer to the president pro tempore, but seeing as he's not here, I don't know. But if anyone else can chime in, that would be helpful.
Wait, Primo did this?
Yes.
Okay,
yes. Yeah. Because the statute changes last semester, the president pro tempore is now the one that's creating the agenda. Okay. Anyone see anything that needed to be amended to the minutes? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for these minutes to be adopted. All those in favor? All those opposed, all those abstaining, minutes have been adopted. Administrative report. And just FYI, for those who are new, you don't vote until you get sworn in.
Yes, you're talking about the type.
Hello, I'm Ariel Padon, the director of the Center for Student Involvement. Welcome back. I'd quickly like to introduce James Clark. He happens to be here. I was going to mention him, didn't know he was going to be here, but he's here. He is the new graduate coordinator of the Office of Civic and Voter Engagement, but some of you might know him as the former vice president of the SJA and former secretary general.
Attorney General.
Attorney General.
Secretary. Sergeant of Arms.
Sometimes. Sorry about that. And I do want to mention, so we filled our graduate coordinator position, obviously, but we are still recruiting for Andrew Goodman Foundation Ambassadors for 2019-2020. So our current Andrew Goodman Foundation Ambassadors are Joe and Ariana. So you're in good company. They're folks that can tell you a little bit about the position. It is a paid position. It has a stipend of $500 per semester. The hours aren't intense. The most is, usually on average it's 5 hours a week. During elections it's a little bit more, but then we make it up to you at another time. And it's a great opportunity for learning. So consider the Andrew Goodman Foundation Ambassador. I also wanted to mention, we are working on a program with the League of Women Voters, we're doing a public forum about redistricting. So it's redistricting reform for fair New Jersey. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan organization, and they're just trying to raise awareness about redistricting and what it means for folks. So we are collaborating with them on that event. It's on February 13th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. in Presentation Hall. And finally, the university is now a member of the National Student Exchange Program. And so there is opportunity for students to study away from Montclair. You don't necessarily have to go abroad. So this is called Study Away in the USA. So you can apply for the program and take a year or a semester to study in California or in other parts of the United States if you were interested in that. So if you're interested in something like that, it'll be in the minutes, the website and everything. The Study Abroad Fair is on Wednesday, February 6th. And this opportunity will be discussed there. And to apply, you have to apply by February 18th. So it is time. That is all.
Any questions for Dr. Pagan? Thank you.
Thank you.
Officer reports. Serafina.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope you all had a relaxing break. For those of you who don't know, my name is Serafina Janice, and I'm the president of the Student Government Association. So myself and the rest of the executive board, we're here over break, working to prepare ourselves for the semester to come. So just some things that I spent my break working on. I started planning the 85th annual inaugural ball, so for my legislators and my cabinet members, and judicial branch members. Put down your calendars. April 28th, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's a Sunday. There will be an invitation, official invitation, coming around next month or so. But just so you all know, you're all invited. It's to celebrate all of our hard work over the year, to congratulate us for leaving, and to welcome in the new executive board for next year. So keep out, look out for that. So we have a new cabinet member, our Class 3 Director Marie over there. She had her bills going in and stuff like that, so you'll see that later. So when we left, we still had some empty positions in our programming board, but they've all now been filled. We have Brittany Pisano, who is now our off-campus events chair, Ryan Yamout, who is our live entertainment chair, and Nicole Marindo, who is our communications coordinator. Over the break, they went through a day-long training, so they're very eager and excited to get started for this semester. What else did I? Oh, the lockers. Lockers are here.
Do you want some pictures?
Yeah, they just been installed this morning. They're beautiful. They're great. They're here. I'm so excited. We also have two cabinet positions that are open. Still the Director of Student Affairs and our Director of Academic Affairs. She stepped down the beginning of the semester. So if you are interested or if you know somebody who's interested, please send them my way. One last thing to let you guys know about what has happened. So following the final semester, I was made aware that the price for the senior trip was not what I was told, but just to let you all know, it has since been resolved. We have spoken to our advisors, to everybody who's going on the trip. We had to increase the price to $200 for them, but everybody's okay. For those who were unable to attend anymore, we did give them full refunds, but just to let you know for transparency, that is what happened. It has been resolved, and everybody is good, and we are excited for that at the end of the semester to celebrate our graduating seniors. Yeah, that's all.
Point of information to Serafina, can you just elaborate on the bill that the legislature had passed last semester for the 33 and where it's going now?
So I asked for the money to pay for the rest of the trip because there's one that was in the line, and that's something that happens every year. But just the way that Norwegian needed payment prior to us collecting payment from the students. That was still used and is still being used, but since the trip, the price increased, so we used that, and now also what is being collected extra from the students as well. So it's still all in the same pool, being used for the same thing, but the students just had to put in a little bit more because of misinformation.
Does anyone have any questions for Serafina about the senior trip specifically? We'll do questions at the end, but just, no? Okay. Do you have anything else? Any questions for Serafina about her report? If you're a new legislator and haven't been sworn in, please come to the front. Yeah, you can just stand right in front of us, and you can look forward to all of those beautiful faces. So what you're going to do is you're going to say your name. You could include your major and the reason why you're here today.
Okay. You want to go first?
Okay.
Can you say it?
Just introduce myself, basically?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so hi, everyone. My name is Charisse. I'm a sociology major. I'm a junior, journalism minor. And I wanted to join the SGA because I've always wanted to get involved on the SGA, but I didn't know how to. So I was a little scared, too. But I finally figured it out, and now I'm here. So now I'm happy.
Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, my name is Paula Gando, and I'm a history major. I'm currently a freshman. I came to the SGA because I wanted to be more involved on campus, and I really want to see what's going on in the, like, student gov, so, yes.
Awesome. So could you all raise your right hand and then repeat after me. I state your name.
Hi, Sharice.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The Office of Legislator.
The Office of Legislator.
Of the Student Government Association.
Of the Student Government Association.
Of Montclair State University Incorporated.
Of Montclair State University Incorporated.
And that I will.
And that I will.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
Uphold the Constitution of the Student Government.
Uphold the Constitution of the Student Government.
Congratulations.
Vincent. Report? What's up?
Hi, everyone. I'm pleased to say I am the new SGA treasurer. Anyway, so over the winter break, I spent some time retraining the organizations so they are aware of the financial procedures. Because, well, in my short time that I was treasurer last semester, I realized that a lot of them weren't very well versed in the proceedings and had a lot of like miscommunications, and there wasn't a flow in the way things were done. However, over the winter break, I was able to train over half of them, and we are still having trainings right now, so it's what's being done. Right now, I'm in the middle of writing a report. I'm writing a report, a response to the audit, which we presented next week, Friday, I believe. That's what we're doing right now. Also, we're working on also revamping the financial procedures, making them more, I'll say more precise. The old ones were very confusing, I would say that much, as we're working on them right now. What's happening right now with the treasury department? Also, I'm speaking with Julie. I'm speaking with Julie and Maria. Which we're working, I don't think it's too soon to say it, but we are definitely working on going paperless. It's a lot of things that we have to consider, but it's something that's in the works. Hopefully I can start something that the next treasurer can do, but that's a ball I'm kicking that hopefully sets in stone or becomes something we can do. So that's it for my report.
Any questions for the executive treasurer? Thank you. The Executive Secretary.
Hi, everyone. For those who don't know me, my name is Julian Boyle. I go by Jill. I'm the Executive Secretary. So throughout the winter break, I've had the opportunity to work on some initiatives and ideas that I set forth last semester in an effort to better serve the campus community. I was able to begin planning senior week activities for students graduating August/December of 2018 and May 2019. This has included phone calls, emails, and site visits, which were fun. Additionally, I attended training and received a course certificate through the Louisiana State University National Center for Biomedical Research and Training, Academy for Counterterrorism Education, and it was customized for management and planning just to help secure our campus in an event of school shootings and campus shootings to make sure that we're providing proper information for everyone. I'm also currently serving as the liaison between organizations and the e-board with regards to co-sponsorship. All of the organizations should have received an email on January 7th, but if you do represent an organization, please remind them that the SGA does co-sponsor. We have a line, and it's to assist with in whatever way possible if they do reach out to me. And this so far in the semester, we have scheduled to co-sponsor with about 3 organizations and more to come. Lastly, I spent a lot of time working on the publicity team, and the initial stages are complete. The team is open to any undergraduate students, so although they may not be present in the meetings here, they are welcome to come. I want to reach as many members of the community as possible, and the publicity team will meet on Thursdays at 4:15, so feel free to speak with me afterwards of the meetings if you have any ideas on what to join.
Any questions for the executive secretary? Thank you. And then I'm going to come over here.
Hi, everyone. My name is Emma Rush, and I am the executive vice president. So a couple things that were worked on over break, and I'm also going to show you the lockers because they're a crowning achievement of this administration. So I mentioned last semester, the very last meeting on December 5th, that I was working on a program which was called SJ101, and it was this new training program for existing organizations along with new organizations that are coming in. They're a little different. Like, I guess one is a 102. It's tailored a little differently. I go over other items that I wanted for prospective organizations, but they've been going on. We've gotten some really great feedback from them, some good positive and a lot of good constructive feedback to help move the training program forward, and I think it's definitely going to be something that's a staple. We've had current organization eBoard members, we've had just regular general members who are interested in becoming eBoard members come to this training and really understand what they're getting into. So if you know you yourself or part of an organization, or please spread the word if they're interested in becoming an eBoard member, even on the executive board of the SGA, please come to this SGA 101 training store in Hawksink. Really easy, just RSVP to them. So you know, as if you're a new legislator, you'll really get to learn things that I think are really important, and it's a good comprehensive training in that. Organizations, they've all been notified that they need to recharter, so that was something that we made sure happened. We solidified the process for chartering to make it more easy and concise. The website has also been updated. It has all of your pictures on it. We will be taking more pictures next Wednesday, just to get all of you, who are some of the new members, and new committee pictures. I'm going to ask why this isn't working. Fingers crossed. Anyone know how to do this? Oh,
whoa.
Okay. So this is Joe.
Oh. Let's get him
locked. So these are the lockers that Sarah and I were talking about, but like, I think it's
look at them.
Look at how big they are. Oh, they're so exciting. So we have not solidified. I know this, I wanted to bring this to you because this was a bill that y'all passed, the funding for about $15,000 for these lockers. There are 14 in the space, and I'm going to just go to the other pictures of Joe. So, he is standing alongside of the smaller lockers. In width they're smaller, and also in height they're smaller. But like, you honestly probably could fit him in these. I did fit myself in the bigger ones right now. Oh, no, next one. The bigger ones at Joe, they're huge. So like, organizations will have space. They can share with other organizations if they are trying to have a long-term locker. So when we have our eBoard meeting at the end of this meeting, and we come up with the policy, we bring to the organizations to see if they accept it. We'll let you all know on Wednesday, just to keep you in the loop, because I know that was a concern of yours. Who is going to use it? How are they going to have access to it? And make sure it's all fair and equitable. So appreciate those questions that you brought, because that's something that we're going to be discussing. Aren't they cool? They are so cool. Okay, SORC is nearly finished, and like, it's super exciting. So we have the last thing that are coming in are the iMacs that are ordered for all of the offices in that space. Because a lot of, anyone in the room that has an office space can contest the fact that it's kind of difficult to bring your laptop or any other materials that you have, because there should be those materials in that space. They're coming in by next Friday, so that space will be fully functional, and we're trying to figure out what date we're going to have to kind of reveal it to everybody. Any questions on that? Yeah.
Is there any way we can get like IT to come in and check the Wi-Fi? Because I don't know about any of the other directors, but our office especially, it's literally a dead zone. So I can never do work in there.
Good. That is very important to know. Because these are wireless computers. Great. I bet there's an Ethernet plug somewhere on them. Okay. So just talk to me after so we can figure out when we can get it. So we'll have to, if anyone has a friend in IT, it's like in the SJ, let us know, because it's kind of difficult being just because we bought them separately from the university. Yeah.
Class 1 director David, I believe, does work in IT.
You're right.
He does.
So we'll have him help us out. Okay. So that's pretty much what I did over break. And the biggest thing is just creating a schedule that was sent to everybody about the Constitution. Remember, we're still doing that. Our lawyer, Jacob, has been trying to figure out some ways. We've narrowed it down to 2 ways we're going to change the Constitution. We've brought them to administration for them to take a look at it, to give us some feedback. And once we finalize it, we'll let y'all know. But you'll should know within a month or so, whether or not it's able to be done this semester, like fully done legally, or whether it's going to trickle on until next semester. But we're aiming for this semester. That is our goal. But again, I'm not going to say it's going to happen and it doesn't. Okay. That is my report. Cabinet reports.
Yeah. Hello, everyone. If you don't remember me, I'm a class 4 director. My name is Ruth Mientran. So I wasn't really able to meet up with a lot of my groups over break. Obviously, everyone goes on vacation, but I did meet up with one new org, so now I'm officially in charge of 8 orgs. And my goal for this semester is to just create material where they can hand down to their next e-board. So since it's spring, old e-board is going to eventually like teach the new e-board how to do things. And I hope to create PowerPoints, any type of documents that they can keep, so that once those people graduate or they're gone from the e-board, the new e-board can use those documents to help them, especially in understand the class 4. Yeah, that's basically it.
Any questions for Ruthie? Thank you. Can someone nominate a temporary clerk for me? Ariana.
Wants to do it. Motion to nominate Carla as temporary clerk.
Is there a second? Carla, do you accept? He has to go to the bathroom. Okay. Monique.
Hi, guys. I'm Monique. If you guys don't know me, I'm class 2 director. So my goals this semester is to make sure that the organizations understand fully everything that's going on. I know one issue that I did have last semester is that a lot of people would come to the class 2 meeting just for attendance, and after everything that was said in the meeting would kind of just like go one ear out the other. So when things are due, people are like emailing, like complaining, like, oh, we didn't know. But whoever they sent to the meeting didn't reiterate everything that was said in the meeting. So my goal is to set up a file where everything that is talked about in the meeting, and if there are examples, to put it in that file. So even though they didn't come to the meeting, they still have access to look at that. And I lost one organization, so right now I only have 14. And I know I have one inactive. I'm not sure if they're coming back this semester or not. But once I have my first meeting, I'll definitely have a definite number of organizations that I'm handling this semester.
Any questions for the class 2 director? Thank you. Class 1. Desiree, do you have David's report? Okay. Any other directors? Me.
Hello, everyone. Happy New Year. I hope you all had a wonderful break.
Good to meet you.
I do. What? So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Sarah, but I primarily go by Neat Boy. I am the Director for Social Justice and Diversity. My pronouns are they, them, theirs. So my position basically entails being the liaison between the Office for Social Justice and Diversity and the SGA, and also just kind of addressing any injustices that go on around campus. If you have any problems involving any race, ethnicity, class, ableism, gender, sexuality, anything like that, you can come to me and I can try and address it. As some of you may know, at the end of last semester's meeting, I did say that I would be stepping down at the end of February. I just want to ensure that things are still going on through this first month of school, and so that I can also use this time to try and find someone who will be taking over the position. So if y'all know anybody who is interested, any of the class directors in any of your orgs, please, you know, express that this position may be open if anyone's interested, or you yourself may be interested, let me know. I'm willing to sit down with you, kind of make sure that you know everything that's going on and are truly dedicated to the position. So through my last month, I've made some goals that I want to complete. So I want to take a walkthrough around all of the academic buildings just to make sure they're accessible enough and that the buildings have working and functioning and visible accessibility entrances. As we know, the School of Comm does not have one still, so we need to get that done. And Mallory Hall, I don't know if it has a new name or not anymore. I haven't been in there yet, so I want to walk around there, make sure everything's up to par, make sure there's actually an accessibility entrance. I also want to review any forms and documents just to ensure they're inclusive in language and any options that are offered. We also had someone reach out to Serafina about having ASL interpreters at SGA events because they expressed that the deaf and hard of hearing community here on this campus have a hard time attending events and kind of following, you know, the conversations that are going on. And that's something that's a big struggle for anyone who's in the deaf community. So they created this position, so I'm working on reaching out to them and the language or the linguistics department to see if they can offer any of their professors or any staff members to be these interpreters for these events, see what we can do as the SGA to make sure that these students are feeling welcome at our events. So that was something that I'm pretty interested in and excited about doing. Also, for those of you who don't know, I actually work for the Office for Social Justice and Diversity, so I have a foot right in the door of what we're doing for the semester. Our drop-in clubs and groups started this week, so we have a whole bunch of groups that are basically weekly discussion-based groups based on specific identities. I'm not going to go through all of them because we have a good amount of them, but all of those days and times can be found on our Hoxing pages. We have one for the overall office, and then we have one for the Multicultural Center, the LGBTQ Center, the Women's Center, and the Center for Faith and Spirituality. So you can definitely check those out. Our office is also located in Student Center 113, so if you can't find it on Hoxing, you just literally just come into the office and we have a whole bunch of flyers there. The Social Justice Conference, I'm going to pass, I can't walk that way. I'm gonna pass these around, y'all can feel free to take any of them if you want. The Social Justice Conference is similar to what we had last year. We had an institute, but now we're bringing it back to conference styles where there's like breakout sessions and stuff like that. It's happening March 22nd. The theme is Changing the Unacceptable, and it was inspired by the quote said by Angela Davis, "I'm no longer accepting the things I cannot change, I'm changing the things I cannot accept." We have put out a call for proposals, which is what's being passed around right now. Those will be accepted until February 10th. The list that is on that flyer is not like your only thing that you can talk about, so definitely feel free to try and connect any type of social justice issue to the theme. Day of Unity, I'm passing around another flyer. So do people know what Day of Unity is?
No.
Okay, so in 2012, there was a huge threat made towards the LGBTQ community in one of the residence halls, and it was so bad that we literally had snipers on top of university. The day after, a whole bunch of people who are in the community and allies of the community came together and rallied in the quad over here, you know, saying that we're not going to take this, we're going to stand with our communities and unify the campus and make sure that people are safe. So Dr. Cole responded and said that February 7th would be known as Montclair State's Day of Unity, where we all come together and, you know, be unified as a campus. So this year we're doing a lot of fun stuff. We have a keynote speaker, y'all may know her as Little Miss Flint. She's an 11-year-old activist who started her activism at only 8 years old when the Flint water crisis started becoming a huge topic in society. So she's coming. We're gonna also have a letter and postcard writing, and there's also opportunities to volunteer, internship, and you know, help out with the event, and we'll have a lot more stuff going on. So that will be February 7th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the Student Center ballrooms. We also have the Ashley Stewart College Tour. So Ashley Stewart is a women's clothing company. They do a college tour where they go around to specific schools around the country, and they have a $5,000 scholarship fund. This is only for women, and you have to like write an essay on like why you deserve the money and everything. So your only qualification is to be a woman and to also be able to attend the event. So this is happening February 27th from 3 to 4:45 p.m. in the School of Business 140. Apply if you are looking for extra scholarship money. School is expensive. Do it. The OSJD is also still looking for people who are interested in participating in the Multicultural Council. So if you're interested, if any of the orgs are interested, please let us know. We're still trying to kind of bring that together. It's basically just a consulting group for our multicultural center on any multicultural or cultural issues that are happening on campus, anything that our office can improve on, anything people want to see around campus involving multiculturalism. So if you want to be involved, let us know. We definitely want to do that. We also have some awesome other things like we're bringing back the Black History Ball. We have a lot of Women's History Month events, our Transgender Day of Visibility. We're having a Pride Prom for the first time ever, so that'll be really fun. We also have Rainbow Recess. Anything that is already planned and booked will be on all of our Hopsing pages, so if you want any more information about anything, definitely check that out. Lastly, I just wanted to address what had happened during the revisions of the statutes during the last meeting last semester. It came to my attention that it was voted out that SGA members would be required to be safe space trained. I'm, to honestly say the least, very disappointed that this was passed and taken out entirely. Not only as someone who works for the Office for Social Justice and Diversity, but also as someone who identifies as queer and is a student leader. SGA is supposed to pride itself in being inclusive, representing the entire undergraduate population, and advocating for them. This campus has a huge LGBTQ community, especially in our undergraduate population. And removing that requirement for all of you to be trained is honestly doing a disservice to this community, especially during our country's climate right now. I think it's very, very important that all of us be educated on LGBTQ issues. How can we truly advocate for a community that especially needs it right now when we don't want to put in the effort to educate ourselves first? How can we call ourselves allies if we're unwilling to put in the work of being an active ally? It's extremely important, especially to me, that when we revisit the statutes and the Constitution, that y'all consider putting it back in, because in order for the SGA to truly and genuinely be inclusive, we must first be receptive to the education it requires before putting it into practice, and safe space training is the perfect way to do that. When I heard that this had happened, I was very, very disappointed and honestly distraught, especially because I wasn't here for that conversation. Had I been here, I would have genuinely fought to change all of y'all's minds. And I do thank everybody who did advocate for keeping it in, because I know who you are, and I know that y'all thought similarly to what I'm thinking right now. So I just wanted to address that, especially as my position, that that was honestly a little unacceptable in my opinion. So I hope that y'all do consider putting it back in when we do revisit the conversation of approving the statutes and the Constitution. Before I like finish, I don't know if anybody has any comments on what I just said, just because I know that was a little bit of a lot.
Questions for the Director for Social Justice and Diversity.
Awesome. So, like I said, sorry that was a whole lot. Feel free to contact me if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or you just want to talk. I'm doing my office hours on Mondays from 1:30 to 3:30 and 4:30 to 6:30. I do them either in the SGA office, the Office for Social Justice, which is in 113, SORC, which is in 110, as you know, or CSI, which is in 104. So feel free to find me over there. At any of those places, you may have to run around, honestly. And if you need me, my email is equityanddiversity.sga@gmail.com. So if you don't feel comfortable trying to find me, you just shoot me an email, and that'll be cool. So here's your productive semester. Yay.
Thank you. Any other questions before meet is retreats? Okay, great. Thank you. Anything? I don't know what to say. Retreats. Any other cabinet reports? Desi.
Hello, everyone. My name is Desi. I am the Chief of Staff. For those that don't know, every year MSU hosts Relay for Life. Do y'all know what that is? Kind of. Yeah.
Point of information to the Chief of Staff, what is Relay for Life?
Okay, so Relay for Life is an event hosted by the American Cancer Society, and every day in April, so this year the date is April 26th, it's a Friday, from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. The location should be in the quad, it was for the past few years now, and basically we walk around the quad just raising money for cancer research. Every year the SGS puts together a team, and I just wanted to know if y'all will be interested in being on this team before I make it. And literally, there's like two people there.
Three.
Yeah.
Something
to say?
No.
Oh, you're agreeing? Yeah. Okay. Can you repeat the date? Friday, April 26th, from 2 p.m. to 2 a.m. We don't have to say the entire time, of course, but that is the event time. It's 12 hours. So if you are interested, next week I can like have a sign-up sheet and you can just put your information down. It'll be easier. Any questions about Relay for Life? Oh, before I forget, if you are interested, there is a $15 registration fee. It's online, and I'll make like a doc of information on how to sign up and everything.
Ariana.
Last year I made the team for the SGA, and it was a team of myself. And it was really sad and pathetic, so please join.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Anything else?
That was it.
Any questions for the Chief of Staff?
Oh, I was just going to say I can be on the team too.
Cool. Okay. Any questions? Okay. Great. Thank you. I'm going to momentarily move back into officer reports. Joe. Given you. Legislator.
Oh, we do.
Any legislator that hasn't been sworn in already, please come to the front. They already did it. Now you're alone, but it's okay. Okay. Yeah, me too. Okay. So just look out into the beautiful faces in front of you. Tell them your name and why you're here and any other information you'd like to share.
How y'all doing? My name is Jarrell. I'm a junior. I'm here because I'm interested in becoming a legislator because I've seen what you guys do, and I feel like more voices and opinion can help in a lot of situations.
Wonderful.
All right, so please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Jarrell.
Do solemnly swear.
Seven.
Do solemnly swear.
Solemnly swear.
Yeah.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of legislator.
Of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University, Incorporated.
Incorporated.
And that I will.
To the best of my ability.
Uphold the Constitution of the Student Government. Congratulations.
Awesome. And for anyone who doesn't know, for all the new legislators, you can now vote. So when we have a vote, you can raise your hand and vote. Moving back into officers' reports. Nope, moving back into cabinet reports. Anyone else have anything? Great. Jillian, do you have anything? No, okay. Committee reports. Any reports from committee chairs? You didn't start your committees, so no report is a good report. No. Scan? Great. No reports. Okay. So programming.
Now it's me. Yeah. So I had asked you over the winter break to put your name under the committees that you are choosing, whether you have chosen for the semester. I did get a good amount of people that didn't, which you'll see because your name is there. But for those of you who are new, you got the times for the committees and everything like that. And we're just trying to get this done now, so we don't have to worry about this. And once we figure it out, I will send it to you all. Just FYI, their academic affairs and dining still doesn't have a time. So if you elect to be under that committee, you'll have to establish a time after the meeting. And yeah. Okay. And if perchance you've already done this, why does it not let me zoom? You've already done this, like you don't really want to look at this, please write your name on the piece of paper I just sent to you all. I handed out to everyone. So put your first and last name. Or like just put it now. Right, put a pen, first and last name. And Ariana, when you're done, just hold it up and Ariana will come to collect them. The box is in my
Yeah, I got it.
Alright, so we're just gonna go down the line. And if you've already done it, if you've already put your name here, we're just gonna skip you, okay? Is anyone confused?
So we only put our name down if we didn't
First and last name, everyone must put their name on the piece of paper.
Can we fold it or something else?
Fold it, yes. Fold it once. Please don't
fold it twice.
Please don't
piece of paper.
Okay, then fold it twice. I do not want to see origami. I appreciate it. It's good form. Not right now. Okay. Jonathan. We have you for G and A, and you have to pick another one.
Me, right?
Yes.
Oh, so instead of order view, I actually want to do appropriations.
Okay.
Yeah.
One second.
Thank you.
If you're a new legislator, just remind me of your name. And if I spell it wrong, fix it. Okay. Jack, you're done, I think, right?
Yeah. I think I am. Yeah.
Jack, G&A, and Jack, appropriations. Yeah. And you could do more than two, but minimum is two. Carla.
Can you come back to me?
Sure.
Sorry.
Okay. Giovanna. You have org review
and ResLife.
ResLife. Next. Paulette, right?
Yes.
Oh, by the way, the time's on the bottom if y'all are wondering. It's right here.
Thank you.
You want to keep thinking? Scott.
Yes, please. Thank you.
I signed up.
You're good? Awesome. Ty.
I have student affairs and org review.
And org review?
Yes.
You are done. Great. Evan.
You've got to.
Appropriations and dining. Great. Greg.
I'm good.
Good?
Sure.
And what would you like?
Resley and Marcin.
S-H-A-R-E-S-E. And what was the other one, marketing?
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome. Alshima.
Marketing and sustainability.
Okay, you already have sustainability and you don't have marketing yet. Okay. And Jarrell. Can you see one?
I'm trying to.
You could come forward. You don't have to be all the way back there. You could come right here. I don't know why y'all. For the next meeting, y'all just come to the front. We have to fill in all the seats because we do have people that are.
Okay.
So academic affairs, no time is set. Appropriations, it's Thursdays 4 to 5. ResLife is Tuesday 6 to 7. Student affairs is Monday 4 to 5. Sustainability 2 to 3 right before this meeting. Marketing Tuesdays 1 to 2. G&A Tuesdays 4 to 5. Org review Tuesdays 5 to 6. And dining no time.
I can do student affairs. You said that's Mondays 4 to 5.
Is that how you spell your name?
Yeah.
J-A-T-R, yeah.
Good. And then which one?
And is there a one for org review?
Org review, yes, is Tuesdays 5 to 6.
5 to 6.
Question mark.
Yeah, because I have a RA meeting at 5:50. I mean, RA does at 5:50.
5:50?
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to take one question mark. Okay, and Carla?
Yes. Yes, marketing.
And Paul, do you have another one? Sorry. You have two now? Great. Paulette.
Appropriations and student affairs, please.
And then student affairs, right?
Yes.
Awesome. Anyone else?
Yeah, me.
Oh, everyone else, you're
I guess for now, marketing.
Yeah.
And guess sustainability.
Here for sustainability. Okay, great. So as you all can see, we have one lone committee, right? No one's in it.
Well, just I could do it. It depends on what time.
Okay.
Nick
Who's
picks
Nick?
For it.
Nick Parente.
Parente?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So put me there instead of sustainability, and then if I have to switch, I'll switch.
Okay. So just so y'all know, like, so you don't think like I'm just evil when I take away committees. We obviously have the committee for social justice and diversity, and no one picked that committee either. So, like the Student Affairs Committee, everything will fall under the Student Affairs Committee. We are not saying we're not doing any more activism for social justice and diversity. It's just falling under Student Affairs, just so that's clear.
Is there any way we could just, like, not to nix, like, one or the other, but just literally combine the two? Because so many of Student
yeah.
Affairs issues also fall under social justice
yeah.
and diversity, so...
Student Affairs is our overflow committee. So, you
yeah.
know, y'all know in the training that for those who are new, there's two different types of committees, administrative committees and Student Affairs Committee. And then when we have typically more topics that are brought up in one committee, it branches out. That's why we have a Res Life Committee, and that's why we have a Dining Committee, because we just saw so many topics for that. So it will be under Student Affairs for now, and if it works like that, we might as well just keep it for the next year. But that's I agree with you, and that's my own personal thought, but we'll see how it goes this semester once brought out. Charisse.
I have class, I just realized, for the residence life one from like 6 to 7, so can I switch it?
Yes, which one?
Student affairs.
Okay, anyone else? Scott, hand up.
I can potentially do academic affairs instead of residence life, if that helps.
That's great. Actually, can you keep residence life and drop out of student affairs?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, that's better, because we want to make sure we have, like, the same amount of people in all the committees.
You put the wrong name in.
What did you say?
You put the wrong name in residence life.
What did I do? What did I miss that house?
You
in
took
res
him
life,
out
what
of
I
residence
do?
Life.
I took him out of res life. Sorry. Okay, is that right?
Yes.
Great. Anyone else want to pick a committee or an extra committee? Phenomenal, that's done. Y'all are great. So again, academic affairs and, well, dining, since most of you are here, you'll pick a time, and then academic affairs, we'll just have to wait.
Woohoo! He's coming.
Yeah, I know, he's coming. So elections committee. Ooh! Okay, this is so exciting. I'm going to just clap it up for it. All right, you're going to be excited. Okay, so elections committee. Who is alumni from the elections committee? Here, we got Desiree. Okay, Jonathan, Jack. Ariana?
I never sat on it.
You 2 years ago. So
no one did.
Super excited. So for those of you who don't know, elections. The executive board elections, along with justices and board of trustees, is going up this semester. Feel the tingle on your skin. Super exciting. So a note on that. I know it just said in my report, we're December 5th. We're doing like a shadowing. So for any of you interested in being an executive board member, board of trustees, justices, we're going to do a shadowing so y'all can get that experience and understand in the positions beforehand, also attorney general. So we have an e-board, we're going to talk about it to kind of hammer out the details, and next week you'll like know what the program is going to look like, what positions you're allowed to do it for, because some positions are very difficult to shadow and quite frankly not too hard to pick up, but we're going to narrow down which ones we're going to be, and who is going to be willing to let someone shadow them. However, if Jillian, you mind coming up, and Joe, get the
thoughts. I don't know what we're doing.
We are picking right now election committee members. Yes. Ariana.
Do you want me to write the people?
I have them. Okay.
The people who aren't here, do you want me to write their names to be picked as well? The people that are absent today? Like,
yes.
Can I
have paper? Okay, so I'm gonna read the statutes for you so you'll like know why we're doing this. Okay, so Joe's gonna read them. It's just tiny. Okay. Yeah. Okay, so the elections committee shall consist of 5 legislators, shall be a chair by an appointed member of the executive board. Executive president. So right now you'll get the chair next meeting. So it'll go up once the committee's picked to get the chair. For those of you who are interested, the chair does not have to be a legislator. It can literally be anyone. There's no requirement for the chair of the elections committee. And basically, you are going to be reconvening. And so it says in the statutes on the second meeting of the spring semester, which is next week, the chair will be appointed. And a justice must randomly select five legislators from the most current roster. But we are going to do that for the legislators beforehand so we can make sure we're, you know, we're not going to miss that for next semester. So basically, once Ariana finishes with the other people that are not present but are in the committee, Jillian's going to pull it out, Joe is going to verify, and I'm going to write it so y'all see.
I have another question.
We did not just stick one person's name in here. Y'all put your names in here. Yes.
Point of information. What is this?
So that's a good question, right? The elections committee is the individuals who, if you were part of the special elections that we had in the, it's the same thing as the special elections committee that we had back in fall. They look over the packets that are submitted by the potential running candidates. They help plan activities, so they plan events. We're going to have at least three events. One will be like an info session, one will be a debate, and then, you know, meet the candidates. We'll try to have something else interesting, try to like mix it up a little bit. We'll be working with civic and voter engagement to get, you know, to get their expertise and get, you know, the vote out. They'll also be the ones that are facilitating the polling stations. We do have polling stations on campus for elections. They'll be there working. I think you're all are new except like Debbie. Yeah. But we had polling stations, and we had like shirts, like we said SGA elections vote, and we're just encouraging people to vote and make sure we have like numbers because it's really important that we have them. Ariana.
Two things. One, if you are intending to run,
yes,
should your name be pulled out of the box?
I was gonna say that.
And the other thing is if you are interested in being the chair, who do you talk to?
If you're interested in being the chair, you can talk to me after the meeting and I'll put your name to I'll give you a name to Serafina, or because Serafina will be here a little later. She's in Senate right now. She is the student representative to Senate, which is the SGA of the University of her faculty and staff. So just so you know, she's present only. So if you plan on running as a e-board member, a board of trustee, or a justice, please do not, when we call your name, just be like, but I want to make sure we have all the names in here. Just give us a big X, like, I'm planning on running, okay? And that's it, yeah. And for the others, so for those, we have everyone in here, so for those who are not here right now, and they tell us, we also pick alternates. So we will pick about, I'm gonna say five alternates, just in case. So we make sure we have people that are gonna jump into the spot. And after that, along with the dining committee, you'll be establishing the time for your election meetings. They do take place, once they officially start the meetings for elections, they do take place of your regular committee, so one regular committee. So you're not going to do three committees a week. You can continue to do your three if you'd like, but you only have to go to the elections committee and one other mandatory committee. Any other questions? Thing I might have missed? Okay. Start pulling.
I'm terrified.
I don't like the pressure.
Okay. I like, can't breathe.
Gerard
Nasser. Great. He is not planning this. He's not going to be here. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, there were two at once.
Sorry.
James Rush?
Yes.
James, do you plan on running? You can't. That's
Jonathan?
I'll take it. Let's do it.
I love you.
Yes.
Five. And then we'll do five alternates.
Jack. I can see the look on your face and it's very pain. Do you want me to?
I'll pause this one. If you, the elections committee has not convened yet. So we are not, when it starts, so you have up until, we're going to put, if you were interested and you're like, you're kind of on the fence, like, I know that, I feel that, you can just put your name down, and once the committee starts, once Joe will most likely be the chair, then you could you withdraw yourself from the committee. So if you're on the fence, you can put your name down now, or if you know you're not, just put just say no. Jackson.
What?
Should I put your name down and it and you give me a different answer later, or you're like a solid no, don't be on the committee?
Well, I have a question for information,
yeah.
Actually. If you don't want to join because you're lazy, do you have to?
Absolutely yes. One more.
I have a question.
Yes, James Rush.
Okay. What if you already have a really busy schedule and you probably can't fit any other time to do a committee?
So once the majority of the committee picks a time and you are no longer able to make it, that's why we have the alternates.
But then could I just put myself down as a no right now?
Absolutely.
Like Jack did. No.
Oh, this is one more. This is the last one.
Oh, right. I thought I already did that. Tristan.
Tristan Anderson. Not here, but... Okay. Alternate. This is exciting, isn't it? You're like, don't pick my name. Okay. Javonna. Javonna interested in running, but we're putting you as an alternate. You'll get back to me. Okay. No, you're not interested in running. Okay, alternate.
Tyshawn.
Hi.
Sorry. You wrote your full name and then you wrote like the nickname underneath. So then I was like, wait, what?
Yep, great. That's
I confused my two names on there.
There's not many of you.
I know, but
so
still.
You're, so most of you are going to end up getting picked. Just so you know. Ten of you will be picked.
Nick Parenti.
Yeah, not here. Joseph. Oh,
Scott.
Yep.
Oh my god.
Great. You're like, I'm here. One more. So whoever didn't get it.
I'm so happy.
I hope Palermo.
Jarrell.
Yes!
Oh,
nope. Oh, we gotta pick another one. We gotta know.
No!
Ariana Trigall.
No.
Carla. I knew it.
Yes!
I knew it.
Playing on running. Playing on running or no? No. Okay.
All right,
she can. She's a freshman. Oh, sure.
Great. That's the one I'm talking about. Okay. Look at them. They're right there. That's awesome. Okay, thank you guys. You can sit down now. Nope, you're good.
Point of information. Point of information.
Yes.
Because we're alternates, we're not necessarily
no.
Committee, right?
So you're not, if you were picked as an alternate, you are not on the committee. You will only be called to be on the committee if, for example, one of the people in the committee decide to run. Or if they cannot make that time. So those are the two ways an alternate could be pulled. And it will be pulled in this order. Exactly how Jillian picked is gonna and how it's gonna be pulled. So does that answer all the questions for that? So the chair is getting chosen next week. The committee will actually be in the third week. So you have another 2 weeks to figure out if you want to run or not. And then there's one more. We just threw those names out.
No, I saved them all.
I threw these out. We have a disciplinary committee, too.
Come on.
They threw this name out.
Oh, actually, I kind of want to be on that one.
It's paper.
It's awesome.
It's paper under the thing.
Put that back. No, you're good. Okay.
The BOT.
Yeah,
the number
right.
Of the BOT.
Okay.
There's a paper under your...
Yeah.
I thought you had
the other
something like
that. Oh, maybe
okay.
You do.
So for those...
Yeah.
We're gonna check.
Hi, everyone. Gaveling it up here. We also have a disciplinary committee that is picked at random and also serves as one of your committees for the week. This is the special part about this committee.
And I kind of want to give
is that it does not meet every week. You will get an email two weeks before needing to be at this committee time. And the time is Thursdays at 8:15, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So,
it's 7, right?
7 people? Yeah, whatever. Okay, so we pick 7 Thursdays at 8:15, and as a disciplinary committee member, you will be serving as a jury for judicial court.
That's so neat.
Yes,
Point of information, I pick the names.
The attorney general has to pick them in the statutes, but I'm sorry.
I think you answered my question, but I was going to say, what exactly does the disciplinary?
Yeah. So it's only called when there's a case brought in front of judicial court. So if an organization appeals a sanction, a citation that received, or if a organization needs to go up for review of dechargement, the disciplinary committee will be needed. Basically any violations from organizations or members. So any of y'all, any of us, if you appeal it, goes to judicial courts. Jeff?
Just to be sure, the time up there is when the committee meets, right?
So this is the time of judicial court, yes. So when the committee meets, if you know right now, you cannot make that time for class or work. That's it. Class or work, you can just give us an X. This is when the judicial branch meets. The justices meet to review the bills and talk about matters of judicial importance, and that's at 8:15 on Thursdays. And judicial court coincides with their regular meeting time. Yes.
If her name don't involve me about it, like I'm saying, like if I wanted to do it, I'm pulling my name.
You know what? Let's see if it comes to it. But let's in the statute says randomly selected. But I guess, like, Joe can randomly find your name in there, too.
Okay. I don't think that's how that works.
Okay, ready?
Ty.
You mean 8:15 on Thursdays?
Yeah,
okay,
I was
great.
Just about to say, I'm interested.
Okay, great.
Voila.
Charisse.
Can you make that time on Thursdays?
It's every Thursday.
It's not every Thursday. It's when judicial court is called.
Oh, that's fine.
Okay, but if you cannot make it for class or work, then just say no.
Jonathan?
Well, I get out of class at 8:15, so...
Well, don't make the kid do it.
I'm going to go with no. Thank you. We want to make sure it starts exactly on time.
Gotcha.
Carla?
Okay, so I work special events for the rec center. Some of the special events are on Thursdays, but like they're not consistently on every Thursday.
No. I'll take your please. Okay, next.
This is like
real jury duty
right now.
Yeah, it really is. Jack Zhang.
Uh-uh.
I'm gonna call you as a witness all.
He just got so excited.
Elshaba?
I can do it.
No.
Can you explain your case?
I'm on duty at.
Thank you. Just for the record.
Greg?
Yeah.
You can make that time?
You can. You have to pass for sure.
So you
Evan.
Can stop our steps.
Yeah.
You can make that time?
James,
I can't be in the
committee. You cannot be in this committee. Well, not yet, but no.
Jarrell.
You didn't need to know.
Think that we didn't have to do anything illegal.
Jamie.
Oh yes.
Jamie, can you make Thursdays at 8:15 for disciplinary committee?
Jamie here.
Thursdays at 8:15
is not.
Give me 1 second.
Okay, moving on.
That's it.
No, just in case you can.
Last but not least.
Oh, we need alternates.
Gerard.
Gerard Nasser of NOPRO. Okay.
Oh, wait, no, I can't.
Okay.
Sometimes I'm on RAD.
So Gerard's going up here.
That's why I said.
And when you pick alternates, because both sides have excusals, if you are part of the organization or if there is a reason why you'd have bias against someone that's going up.
Or.
Scott.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I can.
Okay. Yes, Jarrell.
So, I'm RA2, but like I'm not always on duties on Thursdays.
Yeah.
So it's like
you're gonna be okay.
Alright.
And if not, we'll pull an alternate for that specific court case.
Okay.
Law and order.
The yes. same thing goes for me. Like, it's only one thing to say.
Okay, so let's hope we don't have judicial court on that deck. Giovanna.
Nice.
What?
Next. Why is Ariana not being pulled? Is your name in here?
Yes.
You're
probably in there. I swear to God, I put it in there. You could look.
Oh, we should probably look.
Tristan.
Nice.
Paulette.
Nice. If your name is not in here at the end, man.
My name is in there. Literally open them all up.
Ariana Trigali, you found her.
No. Oh, what? No.
Okay, that's it. All right.
What was that, the last one you pulled out of the box?
Yeah. Okay, so the same thing as before. If you are unable to make it for whatever, you will get the notification 2 weeks in advance. So hopefully with your schedules, with your work schedules, you already will know by then. And also, if the alternates will be pulled as the order they have been pulled. The same thing as the election committee. If you're an alternate, you are only an alternate for that specific day that you've been pulled. So you, these are the standard committee members. They'll be going to every single judicial court for a reason, you know, unforeseen that they cannot attend. That's when they get pulled. Yes.
Point of information, how will we be notified that we're going to have a meeting?
You'll be getting an email 2 weeks before from the Chief Justice saying that, Julian in the back, saying that there's judicial court on this specific day. All the committee members will be notified and the alternates will be notified at the same time, just in case a committee member. So you are all expected to come. The alternates and the committee members are supposed to expected to come to judicial court, and just like jury duty, you'll be excused and asked, you know, you can go home. But if there is a refusal on one side, we need the people right then and there, and we can't wait to call you. So all of these 13 people that are up here right now will have to be present at that specific day and time and location.
If you're an alternate and you have, like, let's say I babysit, so, like, sometimes I pick up babysitting, like, I cannot come as well.
Exactly. So if you're, when you get the email 2 weeks out, please either do not, if you haven't already, schedule work, or please let me know, please let the Chief Justice know directly in the email that you cannot attend. Like, immediately. Not, you know, like a week later, whatever. So if you have work, you already know it, you're going to email immediately. If you don't have work, you're not going to schedule yourself for that day, right? Good. And if it's unforeseen, it is fine. You just need to let us know immediately. So if something happens tragically a couple hours before, a day before, please let us know as soon as you find out. Great. That was James. Question? Okay.
That was it for Liz. I'm moving over.
And MSU Pensa, can you ask whomever to allow me permission to see it? Because right now I don't have permission. I did get the email, but I don't have viewing access.
Then go. We already have a temporary. Okay. Thank you for bearing with me for all of that. And the reason why, for some of you might ask, like, why don't we just do that at the end of the meeting so the people can go home? It needs to be recorded and for official reasons, because this is a really big deal. The elections is a huge deal, and the disciplinary committee, I want to say, is even a bigger deal because it deals with the real situations and fate of organizations. Just so you know, if you're on the disciplinary committee, that day you'll have to sign a confidentiality agreement stating that you are not able in any way whatsoever to relate any of the information that was discussed in closed session when you deliberate. The entire court is open to the public. However, there is a specific deliberation section which you are not allowed to speak about. It's closed session for a reason, and you'll be signing a confidentiality agreement because you cannot explain that. Evan.
Just wondering, how often does it get called for?
It really just, it's random. I don't know, I can't.
Random.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know when organizations are going to commit infractions. Before the trial, there's a pretrial hearing, and which is where most of the agreements will be made. So it would hopefully will not get to trial, but in the event that it does,
the disciplinary will find out 2 weeks beforehand. Anything else? Jillian, you had your hand up.
Oh, this is just the point of information for the benefit of everyone. Where is this meeting going to happen? I don't know.
So I will defer to the Chief Justice.
Oh. Well, you said it's going to be up here, right? In this room?
So the Hawks Inc. event has not been confirmed yet, so we're still pending on it, but location will either be hopefully in this room, but if it's not available, then it'll be downstairs in the conference room, like all the other stuff is. But hopefully it'll be here if it gets approved. Anything else on anything in programming? Great, great, great. Unfinished business, moving forward to new business. Bill number S-2019-001, Associate Justice Appointment, is placed into Government Administration's Committee. Bill number S-2019-002, Associate Justice Appointment, will be placed into Government Administration Committee. Bill number S-2019-003, Class 3 Director Appointment, placed into Government Administration Committee. Bill number S-2019-004, Scholarship Funding, placed into Appropriations Committee. Bill number S-2019-005, Financial Policies Update, placed into Appropriations Committee. Bill number S-2019-006, Student Advocate Appointment, placed into Government Administrations Committee. And Bill number S-2019-007, MSU PENSA, placed into Organizational Review. Do any of these bills need to be considered today? Ariana.
Motion to consider bill number S-2019-007, MSU PENSA.
Is there a second?
Second.
Now considering bill number S-2019-007, MSU PENSA. If you could read it for me.
Being enacted by the legislature of the Student Government Association of Montclair State University Incorporated, that whereas Montclair State University Pentecost Students and Associates, MSU PENSA, would like to charter as a Class 3 organization under the Student Government Association, and whereas MSU PENSA would be a great benefit to the Montclair State University undergraduate campus community, and whereas MSU PENSA would like to receive a charter for the spring 2019 to fall 2020 time period, be it resolved that MSU PENSA receives a charter from spring 2019 to fall 2020, submitted by Serafina Argenis, SGA President, January 24th, 2019.
Seeing as the executive president is still in Senate right now, serving as a student representative, can someone please take authorship of this bill? Nick.
Take authorship of this bill.
Is there a second?
Second.
Nick, you're now the author of this bill. Okay.
Huh? Hello, everybody. My name is Latifa Afla, and I'm the president of MSU.
Oh, sorry. 1 second. You can come up. Yep. So, author's report.
No.
Nothing.
More.
Defer to the vice president.
Vice president.
Wonderful. Okay. So, since Serafina's not here to explain it, I'll explain the situation. So, this bill, if you could all turn to where this bill is, which you should be looking at, and making sure there's no problems with the bill, how it's written, should have went up last semester. For some reason, the organization slipped through the cracks, and wasn't put to be chartered last semester, which they should have. They had their paperwork in on time. They had followed up with the president pro tempore, but they did not go up for charterment, and I only found out a little bit after, by the time it was not enough time to put them in the SJ meeting on December 5th. So this is why this bill, if you were here in fall 2018, last semester, the first meeting, we had the same thing with complexions. Yes, with complexions, them needing to be chartered effective immediately. So that's why you see the date in the resolution is this semester. Normally, you know it's for the previous semester, and the term stays how it is. However, this is for this semester, because that's when the organization should have had access to being official. Great. No one. Questions for myself?
Is this correct?
Yes. Okay, organization report. So you'll get like 6 minutes, but this is your first time practicing it because you didn't go through org review. So I'll give you a one at the 1 minute mark and you're free to go.
So my name is Latifa Afua. I'm the president of MSU PENSA.
Hi everybody, my name is Tosin. I'm the vice president for MSU PENSA.
All right, so the MSU PENSA, well, PENSA first, the name, it's a church affiliated term to address college students and professionals. The organization started when Pastor Mike Portafee, he came to my room and he asked me like if we would like to start like a church ministry on campus, and I said yes. So when we first started, it was first 13 members, and then it expanded to 30 members. So Pastor Mike Portefee, he is the director for the Church of Pentecost, an organization with more than 7,000 students and professionals. He travels across the country to organize and minister to students and professionals. He was recently the pastor in Columbus, Ohio, then he got transferred here to Wayne, New Jersey. The MSU Pensa Ministry is where young students and professionals gather to experience an encounter with God, and the organization is open to all races and ethnicities. The meetings are held every Wednesday from 5:30 to 6:30, and it's a time where you'll be able to hear the word and discuss and have and build relationships with one another.
Our goals for this year, we plan to continue expanding this ministry in multiple ways, such as leading more souls to Christ, creating MSU Pensa events and collaborating with other organizations, inviting guest speakers to talk at our meetings and hear and witness more testimonies. One thing that I can say about our org that sets us apart is really, aside from the religious aspects, like there's a lot that we can connect with the church. Like they really want to network with us outside of, you know, church aspects. Like they do understand we're students, so they try to connect us, you know, with resources as best that's outside of it. Like they really make you feel like, you know, you're a part of something greater and, you know, moving towards something greater than where you started with. And then here are some pictures. This is when we started in one of our dorm rooms. That's the picture all the way to the left before we had a room accessible. And then the room to the middle, we were able to gather. That's when you see like there's a lot of expansion from how we started. We grew, and then this was like at the one all the way to the right is actually at their home church, which is located in Wayne. And that was the Christmas service. No, the service after a couple of students from this school especially got baptized. So that was that moment there that they took a picture of. And then here was a video from a couple of our meetings that we try to have, but I guess it's not playing. All right, well, if you can imagine the video, just imagine like people like talking about their experience during the Pensa, because we were only able to meet for about 2 months, but we did make such an impact. You know, there's a lot of people who were able to share their stories and share how just meeting there, meeting for 1 hour a week, and even going to the church on Sundays was able to impact them in various ways, even outside of school and outside of just the church itself. Maybe it's like something that had to do with their family and stuff. So that's what that video was about. And over there, it was just like a service. So we were just singing and enjoying each other's company and just praying. That's it.
Awesome. Can you just click the off? Questions for the organization. Jack.
Why did you choose the name Pensa?
Well, for the Church of Pentecost, that's a term like for young college students and professionals. Like youth is like people that's in middle school and high school, and the Pensa is when you get to college and so on. So it's just a term within our church.
Jamie.
I apologize in advance. This is like a silly question.
No, no, it's okay.
But what separates your organization from the other ones that we have on campus, like Newman Catholic, or I know there's like a Christian one. I'm not religious, but I was just.
So just to like reiterate like what I was saying earlier, one of the things that does set us apart is that besides religious aspects, like we're not just here just to like recruit new members and tell them like, you know, join us, like we know like the greater way to life, like, you know, we're a church, etc. Like we really are here to like work with one another and to know that, you know, we all have our weaknesses and to build together and to work on it and to go somewhere outside of the fact that just, you know, religion, like towards like, you know, like anywhere you're lacking, like, okay, well, I'm this major, you know, I haven't filled, you know, the most security in this aspect, like, okay, I know some connections, I know some networking opportunities for you, like, it's not just, okay, like, just come here and we want you to just pray with us and tell everybody, you know, to be a part of us. It's something where, you know, we want people to, like, to grow, to build outside of, you know, just that, like, not just stay in the box of we're just a religious org, we're not just that.
And also, to the pastor's wife, she's a doctor, so if you do need help in internships, like if you're a med student, she can help you with that. And pastor, he guides the young men in our church. Like, we have a little brotherhood there, and then the wife, and then Harriet, she's one of the
the deacon's wife. She also helps the young women too. So we do have like sleepovers, like for the ladies, for us to talk and grow and stuff with each other. So it's not just like church, but it's also like a program where people can build within themselves, make connections with other people, and then of course give those to God too.
And then another thing, just to follow up, we do have their services on Sunday, which is basically just like a youth church. Like, you don't hear a lot about it saying that, oh, there's like a youth church, but it's literally just a youth church. You'll meet like people around our age, no more older, not much younger, just around your age. So you really, you don't feel out of place, and there's no way that you can't fit in those cracks. Yeah.
And one more thing, sorry. It's also, it's not just Montclair students too. We also have Rutgers, New Brunswick, Rutgers, Newark, King University.
Willie P.
Yeah. Ramapo College. Well, there's more, but yeah. It's not just like Montclair. So you will meet other people too from the other universities that's around.
Ariana.
Did y'all properly go up in front of the Council for Faith and Spirituality? Because I know last semester, another organization came up and they didn't properly go through that process. So I just want to make sure that y'all did before we as a legislature vote.
Right. I'm glad you asked. So it was Homol, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Shriya. So I was in contact with him last semester. And then unfortunately, because of the fact of the miscommunication, like when he was reaching out to us, because he had already met with our district pastor, which was the Mike. Pastor Mike. So he had met with him or whatever. So they had their meeting. And then I also signed the documents as well. But the strain that it was with our communication was that he couldn't find us on file, even though we did put in the paperwork, which is why I had initially reached out. But yes, I would say we did. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's a lot of work.
Any other, Ariana?
So I see that y'all are going up for an initial charter, but as a class three, is there a reason why you're going as a class three and not class four? Because I know you didn't go through committee, so I just feel like that is a good question to ask.
Sorry, can you just, like, reiterate that? Like,
so, like, a lot of initial organizations come in as a class four to kind of get their feet wet and get, like, going. I see you guys are going as a class three.
Mm-hmm.
So since there's no committee to go through that process with you, I was just wondering if there was a reason why you want to be a class three or if that's just what you... decided.
I guess just excitement just to head straight in. And then we did reach out to our class three director just to be more aware and to get more familiar with what's required of us anyway. I guess just to head right in.
Point of information to the organization, how many active members did you say you had?
Well,
30
plus.
Okay. Yeah. So then point of clarification to the legislature, when all organizations initial chartering go through the process of submitting their paperwork and meeting with Primo if necessary, they are also the big factor in whether we have an initial charter as a class four or class three is if one, this organization has been having meetings, which they've already shown that they have, how many members that they have already in their organization, and then of course, because if you have more members, there would be a need for more finances to put your events. So that was a great question that Ariana prompted this response, because I know there's a confusion before. If there's someone coming as a class three, they must have already had themselves established, which MSU Pensa, as you saw, already does. Organizations that don't have themselves established should not be chartering as a class three. They should be directed to charter as a class four, which is for all of brand new, kind of don't know what, you know, what they're doing, haven't met with a class three director or a class four director. But so I wanted to put that out there. Any other questions for the organization? Giovanna.
What time are you guys meeting again?
Wednesdays at 5:30.
You said what?
Wednesdays at 5:30.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Committee report. Jack.
Motion to discharge committee.
Is there a second?
Second.
We need a 3/4 majority vote in order to discharge committee. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Committee has been discharged. So committee is discharged for the new legislators when there is not a way that they can go to committee. So right now, it's the first meeting. They can't go to committee. And this bill is of utmost importance and needs to be either approved, denied immediately. So that's the only reason why you discharge committee. No questions for the committee because you just discharged it. Debate and discussion on this bill. Ty.
I just wanted to say that I think you guys' presentation was really good, and I really like the story behind what you guys are trying to do, and yeah, that's pretty much it. It was cute, like, to see, like, you guys go from, like, sitting in a dorm room with a few of you guys, and then expanding, that shows a lot of dedication and commitment to what you guys are trying to accomplish here.
Thank you.
Anything else to debate and discussion? Seeing none, we need a 2/3 majority vote in order for this bill to be approved. All those in favor? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Bill passes. Congratulations. Just right past. Okay. Any other bills that need to be considered today? Seeing them, moving into open forum. Does anyone have anything pertaining to the SGA, not pertaining to the SGA? James.
Are we going to be doing our committees that come after today?
Wonderful question. Starting right now, those of you who have committees on Thursdays, none of you have on Fridays, you're going to them. They take place in the Student Center Conference Room, 106. If you are a new chair and don't have a swipe to get in, please come to me after the meeting so we can get that swipe in for you. So SGA Conference Room 106, right around the corner from the SGA office and right next to CSI. Scott.
I believe there are two committees that don't currently have a time. When are those?
After the meeting. After the meeting. Jamie.
I mean, kind of going off of that, but not entirely. I know like last semester I was having issues with my schedule. A lot of the committees don't work with that, but I'm just gonna hope that the ones that aren't announced yet maybe fit into that. But yeah.
Okay,
Jerome. I remember you telling me the one meeting was on Tuesdays, 5 or 6 that I chose for. I think that was for org review.
Yeah.
Do you know the time for academic affairs? It's no, student affairs.
Not. Student affairs. You said. Sorry.
Monday 4 to 5.
Okay.
All right. Okay, I will be here. The e-board will just have to bear with me for a couple of minutes, so you could come to me after for any like small things. So if you want to change your committee, like just realize now that you have like work or you're walking your dog at that time. If you're a new chair, you have to come to me. If you are, so a new chairs need to have get a swipe card and they need to be trained. I encourage you all to go to the SGA 101s, please. They're on HawkSync. There's one on Friday from 10 to 12. You'll get so much information. The new legislators, really, really vital that you go to those. Like, very vital. Ty.
On that time, does it work? I have class.
There's many other ones. Okay. So there's one that's 10 to 12. There's 12 to 2. Then the next week, there's more times. And then there's a Saturday for those who can't make it for Fridays. And I will, if y'all are, all of you want to be trained, I will go and we'll do it a different time that y'all can make it. Jarrell.
Is it true that
organizations are mandatory for them to attend.
Two e-board members. And is there, did the deadline pass where they had to go to that first one?
Nope. So it's any of them. They're all the same. It's just SGA 101. It's the same exact thing for every time. New organizations had a different one that happened before the semester started, and then the SGA 101s now are just for existing organizations.
All right.
Jack.
When will the meeting times for the election committee be announced?
Once the chair has been decided.
Mm-hmm.
So the attorney general has typically have always been the chair of the elections
committee.
But
I might run for president.
But he might run, so we never know. any other questions or anything in open forum? Where's the gavel? Meeting adjourned at 4:35. Thank you.
John,
I think I did a good
Scott.
Yeah.